Monday night, or the Dalet Marachesh from Tavshinayin Hay, Halacha Shir, and Chavis Halbavis. Okay, sometimes a person's in a situation where there's a lot of minyanim going on around him, and he can answer different Devarim Shebekedusha. So there's a din, there's actually a din kadima, so you have a choice. One minyan they're saying Kedusha, another minyan they're saying Kaddish, another minyan they're saying Modim. So the order is that Amen Yesh Me Rabba comes first. The person should choose to answer that first. Yesh Me Rabba, then Kedusha. Modim is before Baruch Hu. So Yesh Me Rabba, Kedusha, Modim, and Baruch Hu. And then the Amen of Akel HaKodosh or Shemaya Tefillah, and then other Amens. So that's the first three is Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. The Amen is part of it. Bagolos Man Kariv Imru Amen. Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, Kedusha, and Modim. And the next three is Baruch Hu, and then the two special Amens, and then any Amen. So many times a person has a choice, and this is the din. Okay, continuing in the Chavis HaLavdus, the end of the second shir of the winter, Tavshinayin Hay, the end of the Hakdoma, he's going through the Sha'arim, explaining the structure of the Sefer, how logical one follows from the other. Shar HaYichud is first, then Shar HaBechina, then Shar HaVodus HaLokim, then Shar HaBitachon. The fifth shar, Vachaka Choshavti, I then thought further, Binyan Ha'echer Ha'emes, what's appropriate to the one Hashem, everything is flowing from Shar HaYichud, B'syachto B'chvodo, that Hashem is singular in His kavod, meaning anything you do is to give honor to Hashem. There's no other reason to do anything. Even if you have to honor your father and mother, let's say, or a grandparent, whatever it is, but that's a way of honoring Hashem. Hashem is telling us to do it, so we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. Nothing else really has any meaning. Nothing has any inherent value other than it being the Ratzon Hashem. And that's also like a manifestation of Yehudo. Because just like he's Yachid, so his Avoda has to be singularly dedicated to him. V'sheinu mishtatef in davar, Hashem's not a partner with anything. V'ein adoma l'davar, hutzrachnu l'chaber ozeh, so what we did next is this called Shar Yichud HaMaisa, which comes after Shar HaBitachon, it's number 5. Shenavdeu levado, that we only serve Hashem. We're not meshatef anything else. You don't do something because of a neighbor, or because of another chashuv, or because it's, you want to get ahead. No other reason should be motivating other than lavodas Hashem. V'niyachet kol ha'maisim lishmo, so we dedicate all of our actions only as in as much as the tzratzon Hashem, and that we're doing the will of Hashem. Kinenu mekabel ha'maisim meshatefu, Hashem doesn't accept any act that there's a shutfus in it, a shituf, sulas oimo, only if it's the service of Hashem. Samti ha'maisa, ayim yachay, l'shem ha'keil, called shar yichud ha'maisa, l'shem ha'keil, shorash chamishi, l'klal mechobos halvavos. That's number 5. The 6th one is shar ha'kniya, v'chash ha'shotetu rayonai lachshu b'meshonu chayovim l'echad ha'emes, misaper romamuso v'godlo, to speak of Hashem's greatness, Meshein Kamohu, Hushrachnu L'chaber Alzeh, Shenikonalo, our attitude towards Hashem, that's what Sharakniya is, the humility that we have to feel towards Hashem. Not necessarily towards someone else, but towards Hashem. Shenikonalo Kfiya Choltenu, we have to humble ourselves as much as possible, even to the nth degree, total bittul to Hashem. Thinking about how great Hashem is, how puny a man is, so you develop kniya, your nichna to Hashem, your bottle to Hashem. And then, as he explains in the Shar, that already takes care of any gaiva vis-a-vis someone else. Because if you recognize that anything you have is only from Hashem and you're nothing on your own, it's very hard to be a Balgaive after that. Well, some people manage, Baruch Hashem, but it's hard. Santius HaKniya Shorashishi L'chlal Mecholus Halvavah. So Kniya is number 6, and number 7 is Shar HaTeshuvah. Because have you noticed my shoe over all the other shameless almim and katrin and meshem khayom bo me avod as kadosh bar and then realize that all of these great things I'm talking about from sharavodos alokim bitachon yichud hamaisa and kniya, people fall short of that sometimes. They don't do everything they should be doing, so there has to be a way that you could fix that up. So that there's a way to fix that up. He had tshuva ubakashas hakapara. Samti had tshuva shorashvi lekal mechovis halvavus. In other words, shara yichud is first, then shara bechina is a way of understanding, of relating to Hashem, conceiving of Hashem, and then he talks about different obligations we have in shara avodas alokim and bitachon yichud hamaisa and kniya. So that's like 2, 3, 4, 5. So then, and then Shar HaTeshuva. Bechina, right? 3, 4, 5, 6 is Avodas Elokim and Bitochon and Yichud HaMaisa and Kniya. Then you have Tshuva to, because we fall short of the obligations. And then the Efshar HaTeshuva. That'll bring us up, that brings us to the Efshar, which will relate 9 and 10, believe it or not.